Sevayaham Paranude Artabhavam Vinishchitya Pratitasyapinatmanaha Tam Chappi Yusmach Charana Sevayaham Paranude Nishya Patitasyapinatmanaha Vijasmacharana Sevayaham Paranude Anybody else? Due to technical difficulties beyond our control. Pratitasyapinatmanaha else? Vaishnavis. Arta-abhavam, without substance. Vinischitya, being ascertained. Pratitasya, of the apparent values. Api, also. Na, never. Atmanaha, of the self. Tam, that. Cha, also. Api, thus. Yusmat, your. Charanat, feet. Sevaya, by service. Aham, myself. Para nude, shall be able to give up. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. But, my dear sir, I am obliged to you because now I can understand that this material manifestation is without substance, although it appears real. I am confident that by serving your feet, it will be possible for me to give up the false idea. Purport. The sufferings of the conditioned soul are superficial and have no intrinsic value, like the cutting off of one's head in a dream. Yet, although this statement is theoretically very true, it is very difficult for the common man or the neophyte on the transcendental path to realize practically. However, by serving the feet of great personalities like Maitreya Muni and by constantly associating with them, one is enabled to give up the false idea that the soul suffers from material pangs. Om Aginata Madam Dasha Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam. So this is Vidura speaking, and he's speaking to Maitreya. And in the translation and the purport, a couple things are identified. Prabhupada identifies a problem, and he also presents a solution. The problem is the suffering of the conditioned soul. That's what's being referred to here, talked about. And in the purport, right towards the end, Prabhupada makes the point that it's a false idea. He says, the false idea that the soul suffers from material pangs. It's like a dream. So we've heard a lot about that. You know, we all hear a lot about the suffering of the Adiyatma, Gaudibhota, Gaudidhavik, etc. And we've also heard about this idea, how it's ultimately like a dream. So I'm going to focus on the solution in this class, the solution to this problem of the sufferings of the conditioned soul, which are due to this false idea that the soul suffers material pangs. And Prabhupada explains that in the last sentence of the purport. The solution to the whole problem of the suffering of the conditioned soul and getting out of the dream of this experience is serving the feet of great personalities like Maitreya and constantly associating with them. That's a very, very important point in devotional service, in advancing in spiritual life. This understanding that we have to serve the feet of great transcendentalists and constantly associate with them. And I'll start off with, and I'm going to give various Vedic references to support these points from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So why is it that by serving these great transcendentalists and associating with them that enables one to become free from this problem? Well, it lies in the understanding the relationship between great advanced devotees and Krishna. In the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth chapter, text 68, Krishna is speaking and he says, Sarvo ridayam mayam, sarunam ridayam tuaham, mad anyat te na janati, naham tebyo manag api. The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the heart of my pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anyone else but them. In other words, there's a very intimate relationship between Krishna and the pure devotee. That's Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 4, text 68. So, you know, it's like Prabhupada once referred to it in lectures, a thick and thin relationship, loving relationship. So because of that, the pure devotees are very much empowered by Krishna. And so much so that Krishna, in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna makes this statement. He says, he says, Mad Bhakta Pujayadika. That's Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 19, text 21. The translation for that is, engaging in the service of my devotee is better than trying to engage in my devotional service. And Prabhupada, on occasion, gave the example of if you want to get in the good books of some very big and important person, if he happens to be walking his dog, you know, first you pay attention to the dog, you pat the dog, and you say something nice about the dog. And in this way, this big, important person will be pleased like that. So it's something like that. You know, Krishna's very pleased. Krishna loves his devotees, his pure devotees. And he's very pleased when he sees that they're being taken seriously and treated properly. So that gives him more pleasure than if somebody's trying to take him seriously and treat him properly. So much so. Okay, so throughout the... So that's the basis of it. And throughout the Bhagavatam, there are different statements where the importance of the value and the importance of taking getting the association of a devotee are emphasized. The first one is first canto, chapter 18, text 13. And I can't remember who. Oh, yeah, wait. It's the sages of Naimisharanya, and they're speaking to Sutta Goswami. And they say, the value of a moment's association with the devotee of the Lord cannot even be compared to the attainment of heavenly planets or liberation from matter. And what to speak of worldly benedictions in the form of material prosperity, which are for those who are meant for death. So the value of just a moment's association with the devotee is more valuable than all those things. That's, once again, that was the sages of Naimisharanya speaking to Sutta Goswami. And then in the third canto, chapter 25 of the Bhagavatam, text 20, this famous verse appears, which these are all verses that Prabhupada quoted on occasion, sometimes frequently. Prasangam ajaram pasam atmana kavayo vidu. Saeva sadushu krito moksha dvaram apavritam. Every learned man knows very well that attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. But that same attachment, when applied to self-realized devotees, opens the door of liberation. And then in the 11th canto, I think it's the Navya Gendra's speaking here, their 11th canto, 3rd chapter, text 21, there's once again the very famous verse that says, Tasmad gudam papajeta jigyasu shreya uttamam sabde parichanishnatam brahmani upas amashrayam. Therefore, any person who seriously desires real happiness must seek a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. And then it goes on to describe the qualities, the qualifications of a bona fide spiritual master. I'll read it. The qualification of a bona fide guru is that he has realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation and is able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, should be understood to be bona fide spiritual masters. And the most extreme statements, there's two statements that are particularly extreme, and they're found. One is spoken by Judd Bharat in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other appears in the seventh canto. It's spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. They both basically say the same thing. And what that is this. This is in the Judd Bharat says to King Rahugana, "My dear King Rahugana, unless one has the opportunity to smear his entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees, one cannot realize the absolute truth." And then he goes on and he describes different processes by which people try to realize the absolute truth. But then he concludes by saying, "There are many processes to understand the absolute truth, but the absolute truth is only revealed to one who has attained the mercy of a great devotee." So that was Judd Bharat to Maharaj Rahugana. And then in the, once again, the seventh canto, Prahlad Maharaj says, basically same thing, "Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnav, completely freed from material contaminations, they cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord." So that's, you know, pretty extreme. Emphasizing, giving great emphasis to the importance of taking shelter of the pure devotee. And here in the purport, Prabhupada uses the words "by serving," you know, by serving the great transcendentalists, like Maitreya Muni. And this was also Prahlad Maharaj's conclusion when he was offered benedictions by Lord Nisringadev. One of the things he said in response is, "My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of my association with material desires one after the other, I was gradually falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant Narada Muni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position." And here the point that I was referring to comes. "Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service?" So that's, you know, Prahlad Maharaj had that realization that, you know, upon coming in contact with the bona fide spiritual master, in his case, Narada Muni, and receiving so much transcendental knowledge and experiencing the benefit of receiving that transcendental knowledge and applying it in his life, he felt that his first duty was to serve him. He couldn't conceive of how he could give up the service of his spiritual master. So, of course, there's an instruction there for us, and we should feel the same way. We should feel very obliged and very indebted to our spiritual master for giving us, you know, this transcendental knowledge and engagement in devotional service. And we should feel like Prahlad Maharaj here, that our duty is to serve our spiritual master. And we should also feel, how can we leave the service of our spiritual master? There's a... So following on from this about, you know, the importance of the pure devotee, there's a nice section in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a pastime where Lord Chaitanya is in Jagannath Puri, and all the devotees from Bengal are coming to visit. They would do this annually. I think they did it for 20 years altogether. This, I think, was the first year that's being described. Anyway, among those devotees was Vasudev Dutt. And when Lord Chaitanya met him, he was very happy to meet him. He actually considered, even though Mukunda Dutt, his younger brother, was his friend from childhood, Lord Chaitanya made the statement that I'm more pleased to meet you, because he really appreciated Vasudev Dutt's transcendental qualities. So there was a nice exchange. Vasudev Dutt was expressing to Lord Chaitanya that he was really aggrieved to see the suffering of the conditioned souls, and he wanted to take the reactions of all the conditioned souls upon himself, suffer their sinful reactions, so that they could be liberated and, you know, go back to Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya was very moved by that, and he made the point to him that, you know, that's not okay, that's very good, you know, but it's not necessary. And this is something that Lord Chaitanya said. He said, such a statement is not at all astonishing, because you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. It appears that Lord Krishna has bestowed complete mercy upon you. Okay. Such a statement is not at all astonishing, because you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. It appears that Lord Krishna has bestowed complete mercy upon you. There is no doubt about it. That's Lord Chaitanya speaking. And then continuing, Lord Chaitanya continues to speak, and this is really important. He says, whatever a pure devotee wants from his master, Lord Krishna doubtlessly grants, because he has no duty other than to fulfill the desire of his devotee. Okay? He goes on, if you desire the deliverance of all the living entities within the universe, then all of them can be delivered even without your undergoing the tribulations of sinful activity. So this is a very important point here. Whatever a pure devotee wants from his master, Lord Krishna doubtlessly grants. Because he has no duty other than to fulfill the desire of his devotee. So that's why it's so important to serve the pure devotee, because Krishna will fulfill the desire of the pure devotee. Prabhupada, in a subsequent purport here, he kind of paraphrases what Lord Chaitanya has said here. And this is Prabhupada's paraphrase of what Lord Chaitanya is saying. You desire the liberation of all kinds of living entities without discrimination. You are very anxious for their good fortune. And I say that simply by your prayer, all living entities within this universe can be liberated. You do not even have to take up the burden of their sinful activities. Thus, there is no need for you to suffer their sinful lives. And this sentence is really hits the nail right on the head. Whoever receives your compassion becomes a Vaishnava immediately. That's Prabhupada paraphrasing Lord Chaitanya. And this is Lord Chaitanya saying, whoever receives your compassion becomes a Vaishnava immediately. In other words, whoever receives the compassion of a pure devotee becomes a Vaishnava immediately. And then Prabhupada goes on to say, in the voice of Lord Chaitanya, and Krishna delivers all Vaishnavas from reactions to their past sinful activities. Elsewhere it's stated, same point, in the purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, text 42, which is, it's interesting that these are prayers by Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Nrsingadev. And we just got finished hearing how Lord Chaitanya said that Vasudev Dat was the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. Anyway, in the purport to one of those prayers, Prabhupada says, a pure devotee can deliver Krishna without difficulty. And he quotes a line from a song. I believe it's by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this line. Krishna se tomara, Krishna diti para, which means Krishna is the property of his pure devotee. And if we take shelter of a pure devotee, he can deliver Krishna very easily. Well, I'll just give you Rupa Goswami's definition. Anya bilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti rutam. A pure devotee doesn't have any desire, material desire, for, you know, to for fruit of activities or mystic powers or, you know, speculative knowledge. He's only interested in engaging in activities that are krishna anushilanam, pleasing to Krishna. And he's not considering any getting any kind of material benefit from performing those activities. So that's the definition of pure devotee. Yeah, sure. So, getting back to our report here. Right, so, yeah. So whoever receives the compassion of a pure devotee becomes a Vaishnava immediately. So, and then one further sentence from a purport a little bit further on. Prabhupada says, simply by the desire of a devotee, a conditioned soul can attain liberation and transcend the results of karma. Now, here's a big sentence. It says, since everyone can be liberated in this way, one may conclude that it is according to the sweet will of the devotee, whether the material world exists or does not exist. See, I'm reading this just to give us an idea of the importance, the significance of the pure devotee, that Krishna is obliged. You know, if the pure devotee decides to take compassion upon somebody, that person becomes liberated, right? Okay, I'll stop there. Does anybody have any question? Okay. Question, yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, in both those things that I quoted, you know, but the statement by Judd Bharat and the statement by Prahlad Maharaj, they did specifically say the dust of the lotus feet, but... That can be taken literally. That can be taken literally. And devotees did take that literally during, you know, when Prabhupada was here. If possible, they tried to get the dust of his lotus feet. But in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada does say that lotus feet indicate service. Lotus feet indicate service. So in other words, it could also be taken figuratively. And in other words, if somebody becomes very attached to the service of the spiritual master, that's also can be considered taking the dust of the lotus feet of the spiritual master. So that's another way in which, is that correct? That's another way in which that can be understood. Yeah. Amalak Maharaj?
I have to remember it. I forgot it.
Oh, sorry.
I'll come back.
Okay, in the meantime, Satchidanoy.
Prabhu, in that statement that Prahlad Maharaj made, praying to Lord Nrsingadev, that he was in a dark world of materialistic people, but he's now very thankful that he finally took shelter one of Krishna's devotees, Narada Muni. Therefore, he's saying that He wants to take that as his prime duty to always serve him and never leave his lotus feet. So, not to sound controversial, but Srila Prabhupada initiated many devotees, and sometimes after Prabhupada left, some of them choose to go to another Vaishnava, which is pure devotees too. So, if those people leave, would that be offensive to the mission that the guru had in his institution, like ISKCON? But they just choose to go somewhere else, and they might say, "Well, you know, a guru is one, so I haven't left. Actually, in fact, they worship him too in a different way, but they're not working for the institution." What would you say to them?
Well, a lot of devotees stayed. There's a lot of devotees have stayed.
A lot of devotees what?
Have stayed with ISKCON.
I'm saying about the ones who live. What would be the position of that person who choose to leave the mission?
Go ahead, Archita. You could answer that. Archita's going to answer that.
Prabhupada gave a very poignant answer to that. When he was in Stinson Beach, he had suffered a heart attack, and he decided he had to go to India. This is told to me by Mukunda Maharaj, who was actually there. So Prabhupada decided he was going to India, and the devotees were in a panic. It was in the early days. You know, what to do? They only knew Prabhupada. Prabhupada told them how to do everything, what not to do, everything. So they were in a panic. What are we going to do? Prabhupada is going back to India. We're going to be alone. So they designated or asked Mukunda Maharaj to go and ask Prabhupada if they could associate with one of his god brothers to get instructions. And when Mukunda Maharaj was immediately afraid, he knew what was coming, but he went in and he asked the question. Prabhupada started to cry. Prabhupada said, "You do not understand. My Guru Maharaj was not an ordinary man." In other words, he's telling them they should see him the same way. He's not an ordinary person. It's not that there's so many gurus, so if this guru leaves, I can take shelter of some other guru. No, that's not how it works. If you give your heart to the spiritual master, then you serve in separation. And as far as this organization goes, Prabhupada made it clear. I've created this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Work together. Yes, there will be problems. Work it out. Where can you go where there will be no problems? You show me one spiritual organization that had no problems. So to go to some other spiritual organization is not the solution. You're going to run into problems everywhere you go. As I said in my Vyasa Puja little talk, we're in the material world. You don't have to look for problems. Problems will jump up and bite you. They're out there. Everywhere you go, there are problems. So what is the solution? Solution is, as you were saying throughout your class, take shelter of the pure devotee. And if you've taken that shelter of a pure devotee, then you don't have to go around looking for another pure devotee to take shelter of. Yes, you can learn from anyone, even those who are not on the path. But once you've taken shelter, given your heart to a spiritual master, there's no question of moving on and taking shelter of some other spiritual master. There is no question. Prabhupada has a word for that. You know, there's that devotee in Chaitanya Lila, not an important person, but anyway, he was trying to criticize, not directly, but Sridhar Swami. My commentary is better than Sridhar Swami's. And then that famous statement that if you don't take shelter of your Swami, then you're a prostitute. So once you've taken shelter of your Swami, your master, your spiritual master, there's no question of taking shelter anywhere else. So anybody who did that, they're unfaithful. Bottom line, they're unfaithful. They didn't understand the connection to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, my spiritual master was not an ordinary person. So similarly, we have to see him that way. Not an ordinary connection. You can't just fill the role by somebody else. It doesn't work like that.
Wow, thank you. Great answer. Thank you. Did you remember your question yet? Yep. Okay.
Actually, that's a very good point that Archita just made. It means that when you form a relationship with a spiritual master who is a pure devotee, that it should be taken very seriously. It should be taken and expressed sincerely. It should be done with the love of one's heart, not just another person, like a person coming from outside and sitting down. Not that. It's a person who has gone through a lot of disciplines, a lot of spiritual austerities, you know, a lot of loving sentiments, so many holy days, on and on. The important point is this, is that in pure devotees, there are different levels of purity. There are some who are very deeply committed, so deeply that they don't ever want to even for a second be separated from their spiritual master. And then there are some who have virtually no commitment, no dedication, no devotion, just there, you know, for the ride, as we say, and not really getting as much because the sincerity, the desire, the eagerness to please that person and to appreciate what that person is giving you is not there. So as one grows, as one becomes more developed, more dedicated to that spiritual master, then his purity becomes greater and greater and greater. And he wants to stay closer. But in closeness doesn't mean physical necessarily. It means in the form of service. So through loving devotional service, one grows very close to that spiritual master. And Krishna sees all that and blesses that devotee. And that blessing comes in the form of peacefulness, blissfulness, of liftedness, understanding, so many things. So that's why in Satchitanoy's question, you say, why do some go away? And why do some not go away? The ones who do not go away have gotten something that the ones who have gone away did not get. And they did not get it because they were not as sincere, as deep, as committed, as loving and sweet and dedicated as those who were there. And that's it. It's very simple. If you take this seriously, Prabhupada used to say, take this seriously and sincerely. If you take these both qualities in connection with your spiritual master, you will grow beautifully.
Thank you. Jai. Anybody else? Any question? Okay. Thank you very much. Granjo Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
All he does is he brings all the books and he just takes it off the pallet and that's it. You know, so then from the pallet, you have to put them in the right places.
Okay.
Okay? So, I think you can do it. It's not that, you know, as he said, all the titles are there. So you just have to match the titles.